Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to my Islamic Girl podcast. This is your host Iqra, and this is my sixth episode on Tajweed. In this episode, we will be continuing to study the topic of combined Arabic letters, part 2. The total number of letters that we'll be studying in this lesson will be 7. The letters that we studied in part 1 of the topic were Alif, Ba, Ta, Jim, Dal, Ain, and Fa. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whenever a group of people assemble in one of the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah and studying it, tranquility descends upon them, mercy covers them, angels surround them, and Allah makes mention of them amongst those who are with Him. Reported in Muslim. Let's start to study the 8th letter on page 5. Please do click on the link in the description in order to view the picture. The 8th letter is called the letter Kaf. And as you can see underneath the letter Kaf, there are 2 more other shaped Kafs. Now, as you may remember from the previous lessons that we learned, that some Arabic letters have 2 or 3 different shapes to them. But however, they are all classified as the same letter. And the reason why some Arabic letters have this is because when they are joined together with other letters, either in words or verses, their shapes change. Now the first type of letter Kaf kind of looks like the shape of the letter Z in the English alphabet, but it is written facing the right hand side, whereas in the English alphabet the letter Z is written facing the left hand side. The second type of Kaf looks like the letter S in the English alphabet, but it looks like a squashed letter S. And similarly, it is also written facing the right hand side, just like the first type of Kaf. It is very important to remember from the previous lessons that one letter is pronounced as Qaf because it is a full mouth heavy letter, and this one that we are studying at the moment is pronounced as Kaf because it is empty mouth letter. Okay, let's repeat both of these letters. Qaf, Kaf, Qaf, Kaf, Qaf, Kaf. The 9th letter on this page is called the letter Lam. As you can see underneath the original letter Lam, there are 2 more different shaped Lams. Similarly, they both look like the letter L in the English alphabet. The first type of Lam has a little dash on top and has a straight line, a straight short line going across. Whereas the second Lam has the bottom line going a bit downwards instead of across. The 10th letter on the page 5 is called the letter meme. Now, the letter meme has the M sound in it, and there are two different types of memes. Similarly, both of them have the straight line going downwards. But the first meme has a round hole on top, which can be seen, whereas the second meme round hole is more covered and not seeable. Moving further on, the 11th letter on the page is called Noon. The letter Noon will always have one dot on top. There are two types of Noons. The first one looks like the half version of the letter Ba, but this time the dot is placed right on the top tip. The second type of Noon similarly does look like the letters Ba and Da with the same slope shape going downwards, but this time the one dot is on top of the top tip. The next 12th letter is called the letter Ha. As you can see, there are three different types of Has. The first one has a loop in the middle with one line on each side coming upwards. The second Ha looks very similar to one of the different shaped Das, but this time there is no dots on top. And the third type of Ha is a shape that, inshallah, we will get familiar with once we see it joined with our Arabic letters. Moreover, the next letter, which is the 13th letter on this page, is called the letter Hamza. The letter Hamza has two types of different shapes. The first Hamza has a similar shape like the bar. In other words, it looks like a half version of the original looking bar, but instead of having the dot underneath, it just has a letter Hamza on it. And the second Hamza has the same slope shape going downwards, but instead of dots on the top tip, it has a letter Hamza placed on top. The last letter on this page is the letter Ya. Now, the letter Ya has two different types, and they both look very similar to the two different Hamza letters that come before it. However, the letter Ya has two dots placed underneath. Finally, before concluding my lesson, I would like to give you a very big thank you to all those who have been listening to my podcasts. And if you have found them of benefit to your learning, then please do let your families and friends know. In addition, please do support me on Twitter and stay tuned into my next third part on combined letters, in where we will be studying and looking at two different letters when they are joined together. Jazakallah for listening. May Allah reward you with success and prosperity. Ameen.